This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters in Islam, the title of our khutbah today is Three Rivers. And we begin with this hadith that is narrated in Sahih Muslim, and the narrator is Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the companion رضي الله عنه. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ آخِرَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ دُخُولًا الْجَنَّةِ وَآخِرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ خُرُوجًا مِّنْهَا. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, I know the last of the people of al-Jannah to enter al-Jannah, and the last of the people of the hellfire to leave the hellfire. And of course, he's talking about the same person. The last one to leave the hellfire and the last one to enter al-Jannah is the same individual. رَجُلٌ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, a man that will be brought forth on the Day of Judgment. فَيُقَالُ أَعْرِضُوا عَلَيْهِ صِغَارَ ذُنُوبِهِ وَارْفَعُوا عَنْهُ كِبَارَهَا فَتُعْرَضْ عَلَيْهِ صِغَارُ ذُنُوبِهِ. So the Prophet ﷺ said, then it will be said, meaning Allah will say, present him, this man, after he's taken out of the hellfire, Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell the angels, present him with the minor sins, all his minor sins, and do not display his major sins. فَيُقَالُ عَمِلْتَ يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا كَذَا وَكَذَا وَعَمِلْتَ يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا كَذَا وَكَذَا فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. So then it will be said to him, you did on the day of such and such, this and that. And you did on the day of such and such, this and that. And he will say, yes. لا يستطيع, the Prophet ﷺ says, لا يستطيع أن ينكر وهو مشفق من كبار ذنوبه أن تعرض عليه. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, he's not able to deny any of the deeds that he's presented with, because his major concern is that he doesn't want his major sins to be displayed. These are the minor sins, so he's agreeing to everything. His major concern is that they will bring his major sins in, to display in front of him. Before we continue, the question is, why are the deeds presented? And the scholars say, لِكَمَالِ الْعَدْلِ, to show the complete and the perfect justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this in other ahadith, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and also narrated by Ibn Hibban, the famous hadith known as Hadith al-Bitaqa, the hadith of the parchment. And the point we want from that hadith is that at one point, when the deeds are displayed, Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask the servant, أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ, did my servants, meaning the angels who write down the deeds, did they do any injustice to you? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبْ, he will say, no, my Lord. Meaning, he will see the complete justice. Everything is written, and he will not feel injustice whatsoever. And that's why whatever you do of big or small, it will be written and recorded and brought forth on the Day of Judgment. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Zalzala, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever does the weight of al-dharra in the Arab, al-naml, small ants, they used to call it dharr. So whoever does the weight of a small ant, he of good, he will see good. And whoever does the weight of a small ant in bad, he will see bad. So it's the perfect justice of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He presents the deeds in front of us, and likewise it is also the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The scholars say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will display thousands of your bad deeds and then pardon them right in front of you. So you see the mercy and the justice. So in our hadith, the man is worried that his major sins will be presented. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ فَإِنَّ لَكَ مَكَانَ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. It will be said to him, you will have in the place of every sin you see here a good deed. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي قَدْ عَمِلْتُ أَشْيَاءَ لَا أَرَاهَا هَهُنَا. So he will say, my Lord, I did other bad deeds that I don't see here. Why is he saying that? All the deeds that were presented were switched and changed into good deeds. So now he wants to see the rest of his bad deeds. And then our narrator, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, says, فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ضَحِكَ حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِذَهُ. Then he says, I saw the Prophet laugh until his rear teeth showed. Why is the Prophet laughing? The man didn't want his deeds to be displayed, but when they were switched into good deeds, now he's saying, but I did other things that I don't see up here, because he wants his reward. The question also in this hadith is, what happened to the major sins and why weren't they presented? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the great scholar, explains in his famous book, Madaraj al-Salikin, he says, for the sinners are three rivers in this dunya that they use to purify themselves, yani to cleanse themselves of their sins. So if they don't purify them, these three rivers in this dunya, if they don't purify your sins, they are purified, tuhiru binari jahannam. They are purified with the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. And he says they are, number one, at-tawbah an-nasuh, the good tawbah. And then good deeds, al-a'mal as-salihah. And then the trials or calamities that expiate sins. And then he continues, and if Allah wants good for His servants, He enters them or him into one of these rivers. And if he enters one of them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from the fourth. Ya'ani, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you to one of these three rivers, tawbah, good deeds, and calamities that expiate your sins, and if they don't expiate, then Allah will purify them with the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. So it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us many avenues through which our sins are erased. We have a tawbah, and we have spoken about a tawbah from this minbar before, and we've all heard lectures, and we know so many examples and so many things that invite you to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Except for those who repent, tawbah, make tawbah, repent. After that, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they do righteous deeds or they become righteous, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. In Surah Hud, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And ask forgiveness from your Lord, and then repent to Him. Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadud. Indeed, my Lord is merciful and Wadud. Why this ending? Wadud means loving. Yani, if your God is angry or hateful or vengeful, would that encourage you to repent to Him, or a God that is loving? And the scholars also say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ending it in this way, and in other verses also, like in Surah Al-Buruj, to tell you that He will forgive you, but keep loving you. Because on this dunya, we might forgive one another. I forgive someone, but I don't like them anymore. Or I even hate them, but I've forgiven them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, but He will keep loving you. So what if we fall short in tawbah and repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal, then we have the second river, good deeds. And we have much evidence in Islam to support this, that the good deeds erase the bad deeds. And one of the strongest verses in Surah Hud, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ يعني الصبح والمغرب وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يعني صلاة العشاء إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرًا لِلذَّاكِرِينَ Allah Azza wa Jal says, and establish the prayer in the two ends of the day, Fajr prayer and Maghrib prayer. وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ and in the night, meaning the Isha prayer, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Indeed, the good deeds push away, erase the bad deeds. This verse was revealed regarding an incident that was narrated in Sahih Muslim. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that he had kissed a woman. So the first thing is, in this narration in Sahih Muslim, Umar ibn al-Khattab was there. And so the first thing Umar radiallahu anhu tells him is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed you. Why would you expose yourself? Because it is not for us in Islam to expose our bad deeds in front of others. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not answer this man until he left. And when he left, he had someone go out and call him because this verse was revealed. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرًا لِلذَّاكِرِينَ So in Sahih Muslim, a man says, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ هَذَا لَهُ خَاصَّةِ A man said, O Prophet of Allah, is this just for him specifically, this verse? That the prayer and the good deeds erase the bad deeds? And the Prophet ﷺ قَالَ بَلْ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةِ He said, rather, it is for everyone. In Sahih Bukhari, the man himself, قَالَ الرَّجُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلِيَ هَذَا He said, is it just for me? قَالَ لِجَمِيعِ أُمَّتِي كُلِّهِمْ لِجَمِيعِ أُمَّتِي كُلِّهِمْ It is for my entire ummah. And in the hadith, just as examples, that the good deeds erase the bad deeds. As just one example, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارِ And the sadaqah extinguishes, puts out the bad deed, the sin, the same way the water puts out the fire. And this is an excellent example and a strong analogy because the fire here represents sins. It's heat and it's flame and its ability to cause destruction. And then when water extinguishes fire, there's not even a spark left. It's completely gone. So the good deeds erase the bad deeds. And there's a lot of evidence. And we know from other examples, the companions themselves understood this concept. After the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Umar radiallahu anhu, he was not happy with the terms of the treaty, as were the other Muslims. So he started to question the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and question Abu Bakr. And he didn't really do anything haram, but he felt guilty later for questioning the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that way. So then what does he do for the rest of his life? He said, فَعَمِلْتُ لِذَٰلِكَ أَعْمَالًا I did many deeds to cover up for that sin. In his eyes, it was a sin. But he did so many, which shows the understanding and the concept that you do good deeds to cover up for your bad deeds. So brothers and sisters in Islam, let us drown our sins in the rivers of Tawbah and in the rivers of good deeds. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, we have three rivers to cleanse ourselves from bad deeds here in this dunya. And the first we said was tawbah, and the second was good deeds, and the third was calamities. The calamities, the trials, the difficulties that befall us in this world, they expiate from our sins. And that's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to say, لولا المصائب لقدمنا يوم القيامة مفاليس Had it not been for the calamities, we would have come forth bankrupt on the Day of Judgment. But it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiating our sins with difficult trials and tests and calamities that remove from our sins. Otherwise, we would have nothing on the Day of Judgment. And in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ explains to what extent anything, any difficulty you encounter in this world removes from your sins, that he said, حَتَّ الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا. Even the thorn pricks your finger, removes from your sins. Every difficulty you go through removes and expiates from your sins. But the scholars do make an important point. They said, when do calamities and difficulties expiate sins? They said, إِذَا sabr. If the person is patient. If the person is patient through the difficulties and calamities, then they will remove and expiate from their sins. And one of the beautiful points they mentioned is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might expiate sins with calamities, sins that you don't even remember. Because you don't remember them, you are not going to make tawbah for them, from them. You're not going to repent and ask Allah to forgive these sins because you've forgotten them. And so here come the calamities and the trials and tests, and they will remove and expiate the sins that you have forgotten about and you've forgotten to make tawbah about for as well. So the third river takes care of them. فَهَلْ مِن مُنْزَجِرْ وَهَلْ مِن مُعْتَبِرْ. With that, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين. اللهم تب علينا أجمعين. اغفر خطأنا وعمدنا وجدنا وكل ذلك عندنا. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وأخرنا وأسررنا وأعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. اللهم إنا نؤمن أنك سميع وأنك قريب وأنك تسمع سرنا ونجوانا وتعلم السر وأخفى. اللهم لا تصرفنا من هذا الجمع إلا بذنب مغفور. اغفر لنا أجمعين وتب علينا أجمعين وهب المسيئين منا للمحسنين. يا الله ما كان بيننا وبينك فاغفره وتجاوز عنه، وما كان بيننا وبين أحد من خلقك فتحمله عنا. اللهم اغفر لكل من أسأنا إليه ولكل من أذنبنا في حقه. اللهم اغفر لكل من ظلمنا ولكل من اغتبنا. اللهم احللنا من الظلمات، اللهم حللنا من الظلمات التي بيننا وبين العباد، وحللنا من الظلم التي بيننا وبينك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل طاعتك، ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك، ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.